What's up, everyone, and welcome to Metalcore Nerds. I'm your host, Sean Mott, and again, on this even more crazy journey, I think now, we got Small. How you doing, my man?
I'm good. It's been a busy day. Got some new stuff for the studio and the webcam, whatever, this whole fucking desk. I actually have a full desk set up now. We dropped.
Yeah.
It's the anniversary of our debut album today, so we dropped like an anime music video and have a bunch of stuff going on with that. So I've been pretty much on social media all day. So
makes sense. Yeah, congrats on that. That video is awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm pretty hyped on it. It came out. It's cool because it was kind of like so we originally were saving that song because we wanted to do to be like the last video we did for the album. And we had this big plan, and I was going to do kind of like like 30 Seconds to Mars to Kill. The Kill would probably be like the closest thing I could think of. But it was going to be this big creepy masquerade sort of motionless and whitey, gothy, huge crowd. Like get every fan that wanted to come, every friend, like every brand owner, every musician we knew, and just get everybody for this big video. And obviously, because of COVID, none of that was able to happen. So... we were talking about doing like an animated video, because I'm friends with Billy, who is Dead Eyes Art. So he did like Spirit Box's animated video, Attack Attack's animated video. Scarlett O'Hara's upcoming video. He did like some of our merch that we have redropped for the anniversary from the Blackbriar lot, like our Blackbriar merch. He actually drew like the twins on that stuff. Logo. So he's done a lot of our work and
makes sense.
So I was like, hey, man, like, this is what we were going to do for the live video. Can you kind of like draw that sort of and make it kind of resemble that whole vibe? So he did. And we have like all the masks and the weird party and it came out really sick. So I'm pretty hyped. So far, it's been pretty well received. It's been rough not having like, the income from shows we usually have to do all this crazy stuff. So it's been hard to really put content out and have it be like everything we want it to be, but this is really cool because like there's very few bands have done this so far, so it's kind of unique at least, and it came out pretty sweet, and so far the response has been good, but it's always hard to tell so early in the day. But yeah it's been cool.
That's awesome. Yeah, I finished Money Heist that I was talking about last week. It left on a cliffhanger, so that kind of sucked, but there's a final season coming sometime this year, I think, so I just gotta wait for that. But it ends on a really big cliffhanger, so I was like, fuck, I just wanted to see how it ends.
Dude, I feel like it's all been cliffhangery shows. Like, I've been, I'm like, me and my girlfriend are watching season 3 of The Sinner right now, which is like, it's like WandaVision where every episode's a cliffhanger. And then we're following The Servant, which is that M. Night Shyamalan show, which is like, just like WandaVision also, where it's like half hour episodes where every ending is just like brain fuck you. So it's been a frustrating weeks waiting. And I wish that like one of them would come out like on Wednesday or something. So I at least had like something in the middle of the week.
Split up.
Pretty much like I got to wait for the weekend for all the goods now. So, and then like WandaVision got me all hype being like, oh yeah, hour long episodes. But you didn't tell me it was going to be a half hour of credits. Like,
the whole thing, even with credits, was like 30 something, I think.
It was so 40. I think 46 was like the time total or some shit with everything.
Whatever that graphic came out, it was obviously not valid.
Yeah. Lies. It was
not Kevin Feige did definitely not say that, I guess. But I mean, like, everyone, like pop culture podcasts and everything, were saying it. They're like, oh, it looks like it's an hour long, So anyone would think that was. It was going to be true, but I don't even know where it came from. I think it's just someone posted it and it went viral, and people are like, it has to be right.
So that was a fucking lie. Like, that's like all I could think of. Yeah. I just was not, I feel like no matter how much I'm like paying attention to where we are in the episode, I'm never ready for the fucking standby thing when it pops up. Like it always, like it's always so, I feel so it's offensive how much it interrupts the moment for me. Every time it pops up on the screen, you're just like, what? Why now? Like, why right now? Like, fuck you guys. Like, what are you assholes?
Everyone was sharing the real villain of WandaVision is the please stand by screen.
Yeah, legit. It's horrible.
That's the real big bad of the show.
This is one of the reasons I'm such a big fan of limited series, because it's like 6 or 8 episodes and you get everything. And it's like, I'm hyped for hour long Winter Soldier episodes. you know?
Yeah, yeah. Which I'm sure they'll be a little less than an hour, because they'll be like an hour time coded, but yeah, it'll really be like 50 minutes. But still, that's like an HBO level TV show length.
Yeah, there. And I think that's like, and I think it's cool what they're doing with the 30-minute episodes thing, but I feel like with Marvel, it's just like, I feel like Marvel deserves Game of Thrones level length episode. But I mean, I
guess it's kind of like Mandalorian too, you know? I mean, all of those are pretty short, and then some were a little bit longer. Like, they've been progressively getting longer as we go along. Like, the last few episodes have been like 40-ish minutes, you know? But so
I will say, I don't ever watch Mandalorian, though, even on the shorter episodes. I never feel like it was short. Like, I don't ever leave the episode being like, Dom, that was over really fast. With WandaVision, I feel like, bro, it just fucking started. Like, give me, like...
I think because it's so much like everything is happening, or it's so many questions where it's like, what's going to get answered this week? So you're just like looking at everything waiting. So it's just like, it goes so fast. And you're like, oh, it's over.
It's almost like you judge it by how many answers you get. And if you like, if it's over and you don't get a reveal, you're like, what the fuck? Like, it was almost like you were just like, validate me. Like,
this is like the first episode we got reveals pretty much, like real reveals, like big actual reveals. And obviously we're gonna get into all of that. If you are new to the podcast, if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, hit the thumbs up button, that would be very cool. If you're listening to this on audio, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever your podcast, just subscribe on there or follow Spotify. I know it's a little different verbiage, but that'd be awesome. And if you're coming back, thanks for coming back. This has been super fun switching to this new format and doing after shows for WandaVision. It's going to keep rolling pretty much all year because there's MCU content every week of the year. I'm still deciding if I'm going to do the What If series. It depends. I guess it depends how it is, because it's so much. It's just like, it's, you know, side quests that don't really matter in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun, but I feel like it's not, the stakes aren't going to be high enough to discuss in a depth. I feel like more than like, oh, that was really cool how they did that. Like, oh yeah. But it's almost like the show is going to be more so of like a personification of like all of our secret nerd thoughts.
Yeah. It's like just fun. It's exactly what it says is, it's what if this happened rather than whatever's happening. It's technically MCU canon, but it doesn't affect the events of the MCU, at least as far as I understand.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see about that. So I'm going to say it out here. Spoiler warning for episode 7, which is called Breaking the Fourth Wall, which has been this pretty much this entire show. They break with the wall more than Deadpool himself, I think.
It's meta.
Very, very meta. Insanely, insanely meta. So let's get right into this one. Really cool note that a few different people have brought up. The previously on WandaVision, it's all Wanda or Elizabeth Olsen saying it. And as each week goes on, it gets sadder.
She gets more depressed, every time.
Like less energetic, like a little bit of both. You know, it declines each week, which is, that's like a really cool attention to detail for sure. Obviously, adding into the theme of the show.
Yeah, it's almost like she's going through the five stages of grief, where you have like denial, anger, and then you have and she's working her way up to like, I'm hoping acceptance and not, you know, breakdown, but who knows?
I think we're going to have to get acceptance, especially after the commercial this week too, which we'll obviously get very into that, because that commercial is a game changer for the show and the MCU.
I think I missed the commercial because the one I clicked was another one of those fucking Screen Rant bullshit fan made ones that are just like plaguing YouTube, tricking people right now.
Screen Rant is whatever, but the one that's bad is Screen Culture.
Screen Culture, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, fuck them. Like, they have so many views too, and I have like so many people sharing it. I'm like, bro, it's like, did you not see the four clips from the Doctor Strange movie in this? Like,
yeah, it's all fake.
It's clickbait
nonsense.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it.
It's the worst. Screen Rant does. They're pretty okay.
Sometimes they do post.
Yeah, I know you mean. Culture. But the Screen Rant does post some clickbaity stuff sometimes. So it's also fair.
Every time it's like, oh, five things you missed on WandaVision. I'm like, no, bitch, I'll tell you what you missed. Like, I don't miss shit. Like, get out of here. Like, I was like, it's always like, did you notice that Tony Stark is Tony Stark? That's always something stupid like that. And it's just like, it's never anything that like anybody casually watching wouldn't have seen if they had just watched the movie to begin with. It's really obnoxious. That's why I just don't. I just like go to the comments, and usually there's that unsung hero who just posts whatever is in the article in the comments and like is like, yeah, just to save you guys all from the clickbait. I'm like, you're the real hero now, like, because you're like, it just annoys me.
Yeah, it's
so much.
it's terrible. I loved the opening scene. So obviously, this episode is very Modern Family. Even The Office, in some scenes, it's very The Office. And it's Wanda pretty much saying, you know, we've all been there. You know, we've all lost control and expanded the borders of your fake world.
Yeah.
You're right. You know, hilarious, super funny. I love the scene where they show the sword agents getting sucked up by the hex and they just make it funny. I thought that was pretty great.
I really thought when they were, you know, they're saying it was going to be Office inspired, my brain was like, Dr. Dinsky. Oh,
Everyone said, and they were like, what would be even funnier if it was John Krasinski just like being John Krasinski and not being Reed Richards. So yeah. It's like a super fake out. And I was like, man, that would suck.
Yeah, that would be rough. Well, we still don't know who the guy is.
It's true. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So the kids come up and check on Wanda. Billy said his head is real loud and noisy because you just can hear everyone's thoughts. And he also might be hearing both people's thoughts, like their actual real subconscious and them being controlled, which would be insane if that was the case. And then, you know, Wanda's like, I'm resting my eyes. If you notice, her bedspread has hexagons on it. And I think I have the extra answer to the hexagons. I think I have the answer for this whole fucking show that I'm going to get to at the end. Because I can't reveal until the very end because it all ties in together.
And stop me if I'm saying something too early, but did you catch the whole hexagon from Spider-Man in the aftercredits?
Oh, yeah. I know some people are being like, oh, that's kind of a reach, but with the MCU, I don't really think anything is a reach. It just, I guess it's a matter of, it seems like this hex thing is going to end now, and this is like 4 weeks after Endgame. And Spider-Man Far From Home is like months after. That's okay. The only thing I can see it being, oh no, that's kind of a stretch because the timing doesn't really work unless that scene took place at another time. But I don't think it could because Talos is calling Nick Fury after the whole mission. So
yeah, I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that.
I mean, it would make sense. Like the MCU does shit like that all the time. They hide in little stuff that ends up connecting later on. That would totally make sense. I'm just curious about the timing of how it goes. But I don't know, because obviously that takes place in the summer. So it's like the year after. This is more of like near the end of 2023. And Spider-Man Far From Home takes place in the summer of 2024. So I just don't know if the timing adds up. But
yeah, we'll have to see what happens with it.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if Nick Fury shows up at the end, if there's some tie-in with that. You know, who knows? You know, it depends, I guess, what happens with this whole Hayward and sword thing, which we'll also get into because we got a little bit more information on that as well. And then, you know, they're doing the funny thing and Wanda goes downstairs and gets some cereal and the milk starts glitching. And one of the glitches, it shows a missing kid ad on the side of the carton, which could be linked to the Halloween episode. And in the background, the radio that's playing, it's WNDA. That's the station. Obviously, Wanda. And pretty much a summarized version said that the kids were gone, like, are gone now after the Halloween thing, which is interesting, too. Like, where the fuck did the kids come from and where did they go? I don't know. Maybe we'll get that answered. And that's kind of really it for the intro. And then it goes into the song, which is obviously a riff on The Office, obviously. And then the images that are coming through, it's a riff on the show Happy Endings, which the Russo brothers produced before they came over to Marvel. So I'm guessing that's like a little nod to them.
Okay.
And there's an interesting one where it says, I know what you're doing, Wanda, because it's all just Wanda, 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 Wanda in different forms. And then there's the I know what you're doing, Wanda, which could lead into the ending reveal of this, or it could be someone else. I guess we don't know. We might never find that answer out. And then the ending logo is obviously a rip on Modern Family, which this whole episode is pretty much a rip on Modern Family. So did you like the intro song and everything? Like,
yeah.
Obviously, as soon as it comes on, you're like, oh, it's The Office.
Yeah. Like, I don't follow. I never watched Modern Family. I know I've heard good things about it, but I was never, I never actually followed it. So I, it's the one with the guy who played, he was like the Hulk character that never got revisited again from the Edward Norton movie. He was a psychiatrist who was dating.
Oh, maybe. I've only watched episodes of Modern Family. It's just very similar to The Office, where they do the only difference with The Office is that The Office was supposed to be a documentary, and that's where people were filming them. In Modern Family, they're just getting filmed for no reason.
Oh, but, so they like, do the same like face on like they
yeah
they
yeah before and like the weird that. The weird zooming into people like looking at the camera and reacting is very Modern Family too.
Okay,
which is so, also The Office too.
It's yeah, like I got The Office reference throughout the episode, obviously.
Yeah. They're both very similar in the way they're filmed.
I feel like it was inevitable that they did that. Like, how are you going to do a sitcom and not reference that, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like,
it's like one of the biggest
vision, the Vision parts were really funny, especially because it's Vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Vision doing anything normal people do is funny. So.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So speaking of Vision, we get right back into Vision waking up at the circus. He finds Darcy. Well, he finds the strong man, which is funny. He's like, oh, the clown, you're already in makeup, which I thought was kind of funny. He looks nothing like a clown, but okay. You know, and then she finds the escape artist, Darcy, who is in chains, and she thinks Vision is hitting on him, which is hilarious and weird. But it was funny. He's like, we locked eyes. We had an understanding. Yeah, it's just like it was so ridiculous. I kind of want to mix some of the Visions and Darcy stuff in because it kind of just is weirdly sporadic through the episode. I mean, it makes sense, but after he wakes Darcy up, she obviously realizes who he is, and he's like, "Oh, you tried to I read your email that came through when everyone read it in the office." And when the strong man tries to stop him and Darcy punches him, that's the same guy that handcuffed her to the car. So that was kind of like a funny, okay, funny little payback. Oh, and before that, she says, fine, I'll go out with you, but I'm ordering the lobster, which obviously they served lobster in episode one.
Yep.
So, and she's obviously been a fan of the show. So I think it was a nod to that, or I'm looking way too into it.
Yeah. I mean, Darcy and Vision together, like it's this whole show's given us a lot of team ups that we didn't know we needed. And I feel like it's really becoming, I think one of the cool thing about Marvel television is we're really getting to see what the comics give us, which is like all these different characters from arcs meeting up and teaming up and collabing and seeing their chemistry together, which it was like, you didn't get to see as much until the big collab started happening in the movie events.
Right.
So I think seeing more and more of that, like, you know, you never know what sub characters are going to show up in like Loki or all these shows. True. And it's really fun to think about because there's so many good ones, like all the supporting characters are, you know, like, you know, there's going to be a brown van like showing up somewhere. Oh my God. You know what someone I mean?
Said,
like
someone said, what if he was the missing person?
That'd be interesting.
It'd be weird, but it'd be really funny, especially if we got like a recap of what happened
in WandaVision.
Like, how the heck started. Yeah,
that'd be funny as fuck. That'd be funny.
The one thing I was waiting for is like Marvel to just do like a couple minute short of Luis just recapping the Infinity Saga, how he does all the stories, which I think would be insanely expensive because obviously they like film the scenes of them reenacting it. And then it's him talking over as them. But I think that would be the best thing ever.
It would be so funny.
Because
it'd be worth it to have Thanos being like talking, but it's his voice. Like his talking voice. To Thanos. Like, you know what I mean? It'd be great.
He said, I'm inevitable, man. You know, like, it's just so ridiculous shit.
And he said, maybe I was too harsh on you. And then he cuts head off. Like, just like, you know what I mean?
It'd be so good. Everyone would love that.
So many lines that were so serious, and he was all like, "Ah, I'm Iron Man." It's just like, you know what I mean. It's like it could go on. Just think that there's so many, like super serious, impending moments.
Yeah, that he makes it insanely funny for
like
no reason.
Like he's like, you didn't see that coming. He dies, like, you know what, like, you know what I'm saying.
It would be so good. Marvel, just give it to us, please.
I mean, if we get the Hex Files, you know.
Yeah, I saw that poster. I was like, that's great.
that's they could just get run with that.
Yeah, it would be so great. I would love it. But we get back into the house, and it's the twins talking with Wanda. and they're wearing the colors of their comic accurate costumes again. And they kind of ask Wanda, like, what's going on? They're like, Uncle P said, you know, like, what was he saying about Vision dying twice? He's like, he is not your uncle. Don't trust a word he says. And then they ask the question we're all wondering, then who is he? And she doesn't answer. And she's like, I know I'm your mom. I'm supposed to have all the answers, but I don't have any of them. She's like, I'm starting to wonder if everything is just meaningless. And this is like, again, it's done in such a super jokey sitcom-y way, but it's so terrible and dark.
Yeah.
Like, I'm starting to wonder if everything is meaningless. And then, like, there's some real, you know, feelings in that one for sure.
Yeah. I'm fine. So, I'm fine.
And then Agnes comes in, obviously, opportune time, perfect moment, takes the kids away, and the house starts glitching like crazy. TV's turning, lamps turning, plants changing. She switches it all back, but she's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Obviously losing it. Completely losing.
It just makes you wonder if she was ever in control at all.
Yeah, I think she was, but I think it was more environmental stuff. But I guess we'll find out more next week. Hopefully.
Yeah.
A lot of answers get
speaking too soon for a couple weeks.
Very true. Very true. I mean, we got some big answers again. We got some big answers this week, so that's good. It's good. It's stuff starting to come together a little bit. And like I'm telling you, my theory is nuts, and I have not seen it anywhere. And if it ends up being true, I don't know. Gold star for me, I guess. But it makes sense. I'm thinking MCU and stuff from the past and everything like that. But we'll get to that a little later. Sword. Well, it's not. I mean, I guess not. Well, I did kind of skip over Hayward's little moment where they're launching today, which I don't know what that means. I guess
Sentinels. No, I don't know.
Dude, there's a wild theory that kind of makes sense.
Could be Fantastic Four. Like
there's a wild theory that Hayward is Ultron.
Well, yeah, because isn't Hayward like Ultron's human form in the or something?
There's a cartoon where Ultron took human form and he was like a government agent. It looked a lot like Hayward, and that's obviously coincidental. And that there's no real weight to it.
He's awfully white bread to be Ultron. Like,
it's true. He's not as literal, but maybe he's trying to blend in. I don't know. But definitely, this is tying into what we were getting. It's Monica and Jimmy. Jimmy gets the email from Darcy of her getting past that last firewall, and they find out about Operation Cataract, and it's that they wanted to bring Vision back online, which is huge. And that's why I was saying, like, what if it was Ultron? They're trying to turn back his body on so he can take the consciousness of it. And because that was the goal of Vision, that was supposed to be Ultron's final form. That's obviously a big stretch, of course, but I thought it was a pretty cool theory anyway. But it definitely something that could easily be Sentinels. They're trying to make Sentinels from Vision, but they needed him up and running for it to work, I guess. I don't really know. But
I mean, they could,
he's obviously like a one of a kind AI synthesoid.
Yeah, it could be something to do with like the peak. It could be something to do with Fantastic Four. It could be something to do with Ultron. It could be something to do with Armored Legion.
Maybe.
You know, who knows?
Yeah. They could be kind of mixing Ultron with the Armored Legion, and it's, you know, like super ass robots, you know.
So Dark Troopers.
pretty much, yeah. Exactly. Or like AI Dark Troopers a little more than I guess old Dark Troopers, because they had people in them, right? The video game ones or whatever.
They were robots.
Oh, I thought games had like people in them, but maybe
I'm 99% sure the Dark Troopers were always robots.
Oh,
but I remember thinking when I was watching Mandalorian, it's like they better be robots. Because I remember that.
Yeah, I don't really know much about Dark Troopers, to be honest. I never played any of the games that had them in it. So
yeah, Dark Forces was dope. I had like the action figure of the Dark Trooper from the video game. Ooh. And everything. Like, yeah, it's like
that's cool.
They were really scary in that game because you just hear this like, and all of a sudden like this giant thing would like, it was like Doom, you know, and it was like pixelated giant, and it had this gun. You could get its gun like later in the game, and it was like this gun that would just wreck you, but you would hear the like crunching sound of it walking, but you couldn't tell where it was, and then it would just pop out and just start blowing like the shit out of you.
Oh,
and they were super hard to kill, and it was like it was really a cool concept, and it was kind of funny because I was like, I just remember being like, man, it's like they kind of just wrote that off. That was such a cool thing. And then Jon Favreau was like, yeah, no, like,
yeah, I love the kings of bringing very wild deep cut things to life.
Yeah. But anywho, yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's like the
yeah, we're not clear on that.
There's the, and then there was like the look the soldier gave him too.
Yeah, yeah, was
very like questioning him. And then they're all thinking like, it just makes you think like, what do they know? Do they disapprove? Is that a Skrull? Is Monica's soldier friend like the Skrull from her childhood that was she was friends with? That's Talos's daughter. Like,
yeah, that's what I was getting to. I think maybe it's not that Skrull exactly, but I think those soldiers are Skrulls just because of the line they go to meet with her. They see the space rover and she goes, thank you for being so loyal. My mom would have really appreciated it. And she goes, that's not the only person I'm loyal to. And Monica gets that look again. Obviously she's referring to Captain Marvel, which makes me think they're Skrulls.
Yeah. And it's also too, like, we got to remember who Nick Fury is. Nick Fury's not going to like this, let this Hayward asshole go unchecked.
Right.
Like, he's got people watching him. He's got, like Nick Fury is always one step ahead of everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you got to think somehow he's got eyes on this to some end, because that's what he is.
Yeah. Like I said before, I'm curious to see if Fury kind of ties in at the end to, you know, become the new director of S.W.O.R.D. or whatever, however it ends up ending with the S.W.O.R.D. part of it. Because obviously, if, like right now, in the eyes of us, S.W.O.R.D. is a bad guy, you know?
Yeah, and it's like, it kind of makes you think like they have to tie off a couple, because they have a couple plot threads here they've started here. So you got like the Skrull, Captain Marvel, Monica thread. You've got the Wanda, Doctor Strange, Mephisto, multiverse thread. You know, you've got whatever Hayward's doing. And so you got to think like there's going to be some end credit, some like, here's what's coming next. Like, this is going to create a spider web of shit that's going to lead to these future movies and television shows. How many of those is what I'm wondering?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big question on how I think it's going to be. Obviously a huge effect on the MCU. It's just how huge it ends up being. And like we were talking about, I don't think we got the aerospace engineer reveal here. It more seemed it was just like people that worked for the aerospace engineer and delivered the package, which I wonder if we're even going to get it in this series.
Yeah. I mean, well, they did say like, okay, so it's kind of like they really made out this big reveal to be a very big like Luke Skywalker level thing, and I feel like,
well, I don't know if that is Luke Skywalker cameo. I think a lot of people just thought it was going to be.
Well, I just wonder, because it's like, I feel like Doctor Strange has to show up.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. It'd be
Bettany pretty much said that it wasn't Doctor Strange. That's the cameo.
Well, so I'm saying like that might not be the cameo, but it could still be a cameo.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely think he's going to show up at the end.
Yeah, like, I feel like he has to show up to some effect. I mean, how does, like, Agatha get to just do what she's doing without Doctor Strange knowing about it? Like, I don't know. But it's like, but I think,
yeah, we will get to that big
topic. Yeah, 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 yeah. Not to jump ahead, but, like, you know, it's like, now I know people are thinking, I heard things about Blue Marvel, which is cool, but I don't think anyone really cares about Blue Marvel who's not a comic book nerd. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's not a super big shock. It's not shock value.
It's definitely tough. Like, it would be cool because it's happened in the comics. But like, I learned about Blue Marvel this week, pretty much. So, you know, like,
he's one of those characters that's like pretty powerful to be. He's kind of too powerful to be an unknown character.
It's like, he's kind of just similar to Captain Marvel
and Monica.
So it'd be kind of like weird that they have another, because even my friend Ryan, again, we were talking, and he's like I find it hard to believe that we'll get another character with Marvel in it when we have Captain Marvel and we're getting Ms. Marvel you know, it could be confusing to people, which makes sense.
I still have my money on Reed Richards, but I don't know. It's harder and harder to tell.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like I said, I don't even know if we're gonna get the reveal at all, unless they kind of dispatched and were like, "Yo, the rover didn't work. She went into the hex. Can you come help us out?" Which is possible, but I have no idea. I don't know. You know, I mean, everyone who's in the show and interviews has been saying all the questions get answered. So I hope that holds true. I don't see why it wouldn't. But there's still kind of a lot of big things to answer. Well, mostly. More of the how and the why, really, is the big one still. But we still don't know who the missing person is, if that person is Ralph or who Ralph is. We still don't know that. But maybe we'll find out next week. I don't know. Beats me. We get back into the house. The house is glitching crazy. The walls are changing. Everything is changing. And then they have another, you know, to the camera style interview. And Wanda's like, "I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why everything is falling apart." And then the person working the camera asks, "Do you think this is what you deserve?" And she's like, "You're not supposed to talk," which there's a cool nod to that. We'll get back to it. Loops in with the reveal later on. And then that goes straight into the Nexus commercial. So this is massive. Obviously, the verbiage in the commercial is very dead on, where it's like, you know, side effects might be facing your destiny, more depression, you know, stuff like that. It was very like
it felt like a drug commercial for like depression.
Like, yeah. That was the point. I think that was the point, because you know how many 2000s TV shows, like, I mean, any TV show, like, how many antidepressant commercials have you seen in your lifetime? Yeah. A million of them.
Yeah.
But it was very on the nose. I feel like the commercials might be, obviously it was like her dealing with grief, but this one doesn't really deal with her grief. It's more of like, even last episode wasn't grief. So the Infinity Stone theory is out the window. It doesn't matter anymore. It's definitely not. Maybe some of it were nods to some Infinity Stones, but definitely not, because this talked about reality, but we kind of already got the reality if we were going by the rules.
I'm starting to think that everyone is just reading into the commercials too much, and rather than them actually meaning anything, they're more so like Marvel's soft way of just acknowledging these things that they're not going to use in a larger capacity. Like, oh yeah, we're going to do the multiverse, but you might not ever actually see the Nexus, but we're going to reference it just so you know we're acknowledging it. You know what I mean?
I think it is way more than that. I think they are going to acknowledge it, because for anyone who doesn't know what the Nexus is, it's the bridge between realities. It's the pathway. It's pretty much the pathway for the multiverse. And I wrote in my notes, the multiverse is finally confirmed, which I am wrong. Because this ties into my ending theory, but I had to rewatch Doctor Strange last night to do more research on my theory, and they name drop multiverse multiple times in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, the Ancient One says multiverse multiple times. So it's like the multiverse in the MCU is already confirmed. They talk about the time branch thing in Endgame. They talk about it in Doctor Strange. There's
never been a question about it.
Well, everyone's been like, oh, the multiverse has never been confirmed. It's like, well, it has. And now it's kind of doubly confirmed. And another thing, there's these things called Nexus beings, which Wanda is a Nexus being, which means throughout all the different realities, she stays constant. Jean Grey is a Nexus being. Kang the Conqueror is a Nexus being. I'm kind of wondering if Loki might be a Nexus being, but I kind of talked myself out of it thinking about it, because he already died, and then an alternate reality, Loki, escaped Endgame. So it would be two different versions of him. So I don't think he'll end up being a Nexus being. But I am interested to see if they'll introduce other people that are Nexus beings. We'll have to wait to find out about that.
It's kind of weird, too, because the Loki that the show is about never had his redemption arc. So he literally is just like the Loki who is trying to kill everybody still.
Yep, exactly. That show is going to be nuts, a tie to that show is that the Time Variance Authority, the TVA, they monitor Nexus beings because they deal with time and reality and things that fuck up both those things. And the things that need to stay put are Nexus beings, because the whole line is like, the world doesn't revolve around you, or does it? And it's like, the multiverse revolves around her. You know, it's like, I don't think it was just like a nod. I think that was a very big deal. And I also, it also adds to that Evan Peters might still be the Fox Quicksilver. I know, like, we were both doubting that it was after last episode because it was too weird. And then I don't want to talk about it too much because it adds to the reveal at the end, but it's still in play, I think. I think yeah, he could be one of two characters.
Yeah, he could just be under manipulation or something.
Yes, like we're almost there. We go back to Agatha's house with the twins. They're just hanging out. Billy mentions something very interesting, saying that it's quiet here. You're very quiet inside, Agnes, which is weird, but not weird when we find the reveal. But obviously he's a telepath and he was complaining about his head being too noisy earlier. So, and that goes right back into Monica trying out the space rover. They go for it. It does not work at all. It absorbs the front half and then spits it back out and turns into like a Woody fucking minivan, the front of it with a space rover back, which I thought was hilarious. And then Monica decides, well, fuck it. I'm just going to go through myself. See you motherfuckers later.
I saw a really funny meme that was like the little doofy kid from The Simpsons when he's diving headfirst through the glass. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah, it was just like, yeah. It's like, oh yeah, man, the giant fucking space RV didn't work. Monica just like, psh, yeah, it's like dives headfirst
through. I thought too, that was very accurate.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's like I can make it. How the fuck do you know? I was like, you know what I mean? I was like,
what, yeah, yeah, it was more just her seeing how it goes. And this sequence was fucking sick.
Yeah,
you see her going through it, her, like almost like her different realities being pulled apart. It was like her from the hospital, you know, Geraldine, sword agent, voice,
everybody,
yeah,
talking.
Yeah, you hear all the Captain Marvel dialogue. Yep. Nick Fury saying you got to grow like your Auntie Carol, like he does in the movie. And then it ends with like, which is funny because every time Captain Marvel's name comes out she looks pissed, but the last line before she merges them all together is, you know, when they were handing out kids, you got the toughest one. It was almost like Carol Danvers helped her bring it all together, or it was just anger being like, I can be my own fucking person, fuck you. And she brought it all together, and then you see her eyes glow blue and she can see all like the spectrum of energy. So I don't know if she's going to be photon to be a, obviously she's been Photon, Captain Marvel, and Spectrum in the comics, so I don't know if she'll be Photon to be, you know, a dedication to her mom, or she does Spectrum. It could go either way. And then when she takes off the astronaut stuff, it's like a kind of like this whole show has been doing where it's
nod to her costume.
To her colorway for her costume, which was very, very cool. But that scene was awesome. The dialogue, like it all splitting apart and her bringing it all together, I thought it was very, very cool. Also comes out of the bear in a superhero landing. So
yeah.
Confirmed.
And then that's another superhero landing when she tangles one.
Yep. We go back to Darcy and Vision in the funnel cake truck. And pretty much Darcy is filling in Vision in the events of Infinity War and Endgame to an extent. Mostly Infinity War, though. You know, he asks, she killed me, why would she do that? And she says, to save the universe. Well, half of it. And then he goes, did it work? And she says, yes, but then the bad guy turned back time and then killed you again. And and he's like, so I died twice. And she's like, yeah. And she was right there to watch all of it. And then you can kind of see Vision starting to realize, like, wow, this is really fucked up. Yeah. What she went through. Yeah. And Darcy even says, like, hey, I've been watching WandaVision for a week, which is hilarious that she name drops the name of the show in the show. Again, breaking the fourth wall. And she's like, I know the love you guys have between each other is very real, which I thought was very sweet. And like that's why I think everyone is noticing, because there's so many people who have been like, yeah, I don't really care about Vision or Wanda. They really haven't been in the movies that much, whatever. I don't really care. But I'm glad this show has brought that, because I thought the scene in Infinity War was like heartbreaking. Now it's like earth shattering. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like anyone who loves this show, go back and watch that scene in Infinity War. You're going to be bawling your eyes.
It holds a lot more weight. Like they kind of, I felt like their whole relationship got kind of like, if you were following the comics, if you were a comic fan, you were waiting for it ever since he picked her up when he saved her in Age of Ultron. Mm-hmm. Like your immediate thought was like, that was a nod to that. I hope they do that. And you've just been waiting for it. So when it happened, you were already expecting it. But for anyone watching just the movies, it felt like it happened really fast.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of all the relationships in the MCU. Like, even fair. Gamora and Star-Lord, you know what I mean? Like, they were kind of together, but it was kind of like they were questioning it the whole time.
Yeah,
and then Infinity War comes in, and you're like, oh. But it's the same thing with Wanda and Vision, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, they had all of Civil War, and then Endgame, too. You know? I mean, not Infinity War. Like, they start off that big scene of, like, how they've been on the run together for years, pretty much, you know? Like, meeting up and all that stuff. Like, I felt like they did it in a short time. Yes, it was very fast, but like I felt like they've been doing a good job of putting a lot into a little time. That's my opinion. If other people felt a different way, I totally understand it. And then we kind of get the, and I was thinking this the whole time. Vision's talking, doing the interview, and the construction comes and blocks them, and the instruction finally goes away, and then it's kids walking across the street.
It's the Truman Show. Like,
yeah. Very, very big Truman Show nod for sure. And, you know, he thinks it's Wanda, but then he's kind of realizing, like, something is up. Like, with everything that Darcy told him, he kind of realized something's wrong. And I was, the whole time, I was like, bro, you can fly. And then he goes, what am I doing here? And I was like, oh, okay, at least they acknowledge it. Because I was like,
yeah, I was like, motherfucker
can fly.
Get out of there. Like,
yeah. So I was glad. I was thinking the whole time, I was like, you can fucking fly. And then he finally does that. I was like, okay, good. So that was funny, not... like super office moment. He's like, "What am I doing here? This is ridiculous."
And I like how his cape kind of got caught in the chair when he walked off. It was just
it was great. And then Monica's obviously through the hex. She's running. She confronts Wanda. She's trying to tell her that Hayward, this is why it all started, which is not entirely true, but saying that Hayward wants Vision. This is what this is about. Trying to warn her about it, and Wanda shoots her out of the house, holding her, and then Monica does another superhero landing.
She's like almost like more pissed than she was the first time she blocked her out.
She is not happy.
She's like, get out of my dreams. Like,
yeah, get out of my house. I don't want you to hear this. And then she does the superhero landing, gets out of her powers. Agnes sees it in the window, and pretty much Monica is saying, like, hey, I understand what you're going through. I had the worst thing in my life happen to me. I can't change it. I can't undo it. And like, I'm sick of pretending like I don't want to deal with it. This is my truth. You know, pretty much saying like, hey, Wanda, I know what you're going through. Like, you need to do the same thing. And then Agnes ignores it, takes her away. And then we get to also, what's up with the fucking mailman before I get to the ending?
Yeah,
I don't know if he's just watching, but
just like everybody else, where he's kind of like, I'm kind of just stuck here.
Yeah, maybe it was.
I don't know, man.
The last couple episodes has been kind of sketch, in my opinion. But I mean, I guess it makes sense. You know?
Well, it just because now we're all wondering. I mean, I want to talk about you know who yet, but like I feel like you know who might have a lot more strings pulling a lot more strings than we thought before. So
yeah, I agree. So we're in Agnes's house. Wanda's there. She notices that there's, you know, half-eaten sandwiches, Yo Gabba Gabba's on the TV, and she's like, "Where are the twins?" Agnes says, "Oh, they're probably just playing in the basement." So Wanda goes to the basement, and then she finds all these trees. Creepy. Super creepy. Like, yeah, I love the horror elements they put in the show.
I was so like, I remember just wanting to draw the whole room. Like, I was just like, I loved, like, it just got so like, this is that corner of the MCU we haven't gotten to see a lot of yet.
Yes.
That
100%.
It was just so much effort and detail went into like that whole little scene where she's going through the hallway and you see the vines. And I was like, this is fucking sick. Like, it's so spooky. And, yeah. And all of a sudden, like all of your immediately all your Mephisto theories are like flying through your head because you're like, is this the dang door to hell? You know what I mean? Yeah, like I'm like,
where are this? They? This and like, I'm like, there's like animal skulls in the background in the red lit cabinets.
The dark.
They go in.
It's like maybe.
Yeah, we will get to that. And then it's revealed that Agnes is Agatha Harkness. Says, I'm not. Do you think you're the only magical person in this town? And then they do this big montage with the Agatha All Along song, which is, it's a riff on the Munsters. And the woman singing in the song is Catherine Hahn actually singing. She's credited in the credits, which is awesome. she comes from like a musical theater background, I think, or something like that. So
the whole like it's your turn thing she like did to Wanda what Wanda did to the Avengers, where she like zapped her head and put all the shit in her brain.
Yeah, her eyes glue purple like she was under her spell, and you just kind of see like a montage of all the things she's been doing throughout the whole series. And to add to the Pietro thing, I think she could have, if she has like powers as big as Wanda and she can deal with like the next, like she has like availability to the Nexus, like she might have pulled him from a different universe to just distract him. And that's why he knew everything, is because she's getting mind controlled by Agatha. It's definitely plausible.
At that exact moment, it felt like she was just manifesting him, but obviously the ending makes me not so sure.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Or I have another theory of who it could be, but we'll talk about with that after credits scene. So here's my big theory. It's crazy. It's kind of long, but once you hear me out, I think it's going to make a lot of sense. I told a few people this and they're like, this makes so much sense. It hurts. So you mentioned the Darkhold. We don't know if it's the Darkhold, but a lot of people
comics and in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but we don't know if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is canon, so you can't use that.
Exactly. That doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So if it is the Darkhold, there is a few magic books that have come through in the MCU, but the Darkhold would make the most sense, especially with Blade coming out and stuff like that. Like, that's how all that shit happens, is through the Darkhold in a way. So the Darkhold would make the most sense. It's definitely the most popular. And like you said, it wasn't Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was end up brought to the Hell Realm by Ghost Rider through a Doctor Strange sorcerer portal, which never was explained. But like you said, it looked different. It was also in Runaways. And this is how my theory starts coming together. So in Runaways, because I was like, that has to be the Darkhold. So I started looking up where the Darkhold's been in the MCU, because I remembered Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. very vividly. And I was like, I think it was somewhere else. I was like, oh yeah, okay, it wasn't the Runaways. And in Runaways, they don't really explain how it went. Like, I don't even know if it's the same Darkhold from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because it went from the Hell Realm, and then Morgan Le Fay got it from somewhere else or whatever. But it's very linked to the Dark Dimension. This is where this whole thing starts. Darkhold, it's made from dark matter, which is from the Dark Dimension. So I rewatched Doctor Strange after this, because they go to the Dark Dimension in Runaways, and obviously the Dark Dimension is the big part of the first Doctor Strange. And in Doctor Strange, they say that magic is powers brought from different realms of the world. And they showed that magic is brought from the Dark Dimension, obviously with Caecilius and the Ancient One herself. And in Runaways, it's the same thing. She gets the same eyes as Caecilius because the magic she uses is dark magic from the Dark Dimension. And another Doctor Strange tie in Kamar-Taj, when Strange starts studying the more advanced master's books, you see it in the very first scene, there is a book missing. This could be that book.
Okay.
What are the books held in? Hexagons. Also in Doctor Strange, when Mordo and Wong are showing Strange how the Sanctums protect from mystic beings for the Earth, when it's the Sanctums and then the force field goes around it, the force field, when it starts forming, all hexagons. So, and then in the layer of Agnes or Agatha, you see hexagons with symbols in them. So I'm thinking the hexagons are all just magic based. It's just magic. It has to do with magic, which obviously, like you said, this is a new realm of the MCU for the most part. The only magic stuff we've seen really is Doctor Strange for the most
part. The Runaways. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's MCU canon, but they mentioned Wakanda and they go to the Dark Dimension. So it makes me think it kind of has to be. But here's my thing. I think Agnes could be using Wanda's powers to end the Darkhold to make a bridge from the Earth to the Dark Dimension. And the person she's helping is Dormammu. And again, purple, dark magic. That's what you see. And I'm just going to bring up, I'm going to share my screen and show some pictures, because this is going to blow your mind. So we see Agnes's eyes here. Purple. And then we see Dormammu's eyes. Purple. That can't be a coincidence. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. So you don't think it's Mephisto at all?
No. Which, this could blow up in my face, and it could end up being Mephisto. But the whole thing of a woman being like the big bad, and then unless they're using the Darkhold to like resurrect Mephisto, which is possible, or they could be resurrecting Chthon, which in the comics, Chthon makes the Darkhold. So I guess that could be a thing. Also tied with Wanda too. But again, he's kind of like a Cthulhu looking person, kind of Davy Jones-y. And I feel like that would be really weird. So I feel like it's either just Agnes by herself and she's trying to do something. Who knows? It could be multiverse related. It could be something to do with the twins, because obviously we don't know where the twins are. But my guess, which makes sense in the overall spectrum, like this leads to Doctor Strange 2. What would make more sense than Dormammu trying to make his way back to Earth and take it over? And it's not him doing it. It's someone else doing it for him. And it's like that comic we referenced in the first episode, I think, and the license plate related to an Avengers comic that was Dormammu, when it was him tricking Loki into finding these things to bridge the gap between the Earth and the Dark Dimension, which obviously they're doing this a completely different way, but it's very plausible that that's what this whole thing could be, that she's sucking the powers to try and use the Darkhold and bring the Dark Dimension to Earth. It's probably not the answer everyone wants, but with me laying out that evidence, I feel like it makes a lot of sense.
So do you think all of the bait, like with the twin story arc and like the demon Hellspawn references and the devils in the details shit, like all that is just to throw us off the scent?
It definitely could be, because I obviously research and I watch a lot of these YouTube videos that do breakdowns or Easter egg stuff and everything like that. And people mentioned the missing book. That could be the missing book from Kamertage. They mentioned that, but no one mentioned Dormammu, which is mind-blowing to me, because it's like the purple energy, like everything she does is purple, and it's the same thing as in Doctor Strange. Like they get the purple under their eyes, like Dormammu's, like the whole Dark Dimension is very purple within itself. And like I said, that's why I put up those two pictures next to each other. It's like, it's, it can't be on accident, you know. Maybe it is. Maybe she's just pulling from the Dark Dimension and she's not trying to merge them. Maybe not, but I feel like it makes a lot of sense.
I still feel like the twins missing, it's just screams Mephisto stories. Like
it could, but that's, again, that's so, like, obviously everyone predicted that Catherine Hahn was going to be Agatha. I thought the reveal was amazing. It was super cool, super well done. And they kind of tried to throw us off the scent throughout the whole series, being like, she looks like she's scared of Wanda. Then the whole last week's episode, you know, like at first, like I said, I thought that like, oh, maybe she isn't a part of this.
And it was just she to was trick acting. Us. Like
yeah exactly. So it's like, I don't think, like, imagine if two reveals were blatantly obvious. It's like, oh yeah, the twins, Agatha, oh, it has to be Mephisto, and then it is Mephisto. Like, I'm not gonna be mad about it for sure, but I feel like they're trying to throw us off the scent. But again, I could be wrong. Like, Mephisto could show up next week and I'll be like, well, I mean, I tried.
Man, and then there's like the after credits thing, which makes us kind of wonder if Quicksilver is Quicksilver.
I still think he is, and he's just being mind-rolled. But yeah, there he also could be the bunny who's called Senior Scratchy. Her son in the comics is called Nicholas Scratch. He could just be the bunny too, but can be transformed into human form and could just be Agatha's son, which is also possible. Or it could be Ralph. I don't know.
There's maybe only two episodes left, right?
Yeah, I don't know how long they're going to be, and I don't want to speculate that they're an hour long and be wrong. So,
I mean, and then within all of these reveals, we still got to squeeze in the whole Wanda's power backstory scene. And like,
I think it's going to end in a very House of ME way, where she expands the hex too far, and it really opens up the multiverse, like, or she opens up Nexus and like really fuck shit up, and that's like how the shit in Spider-Man 3 makes sense. And if this is Evan Peters from the Fox universe, like that would make sense if Agnes somehow, you know, used Wanda to access the Nexus. Like, we don't know. It's like the big thing is we need to know the why for Agatha, and if there is someone else, in cahoots with her or whatever. And then we need to know the why of the Hayward and how this all ends. And I think it's going to end something like I said, something very House of M, where Wanda kind of loses it with her depression or grief. She finally faces it, but it's a lot for her to handle, and her dealing with that, like, really just fucks shit up with reality and the multiverse.
It can't be so, like, whatever she does, it can't be super impacting too impacting because it's not really acknowledged in Spider-Man. Like, the world isn't all fucked up yet or rewritten as far as we can tell.
Unless people don't know or something.
Yeah, and then, you know, like, they don't realize it's isolated, what's happening. Or, like, Winter, you know, and then it makes you wonder how it's going to impact Winter Soldier and Falcon, because that can't be before this. You know what I mean? No,
not really.
So it's like, that has to... We're only a couple weeks away from finding out, so it's like, I guess...
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I said, I'm very... And it's like, I'm almost wondering now that we're probably going to get, like, pretty full-on photon spectrum at the end of this, that is she the beginning of the starting of building the Avengers back together? And, like, does she join up with Falcon and Winter Soldier, you know, or at least there's, like, an after credit scene of Falcon and Winter Soldier, and it's them meeting to, like, start and form the new Avengers or something? Because, like, that's like another thing. It's like, when we don't know when we're getting another Avengers movie at all. And we don't know who's going to be in the team. Like, everyone's off in space, you know, besides, like, Doctor Strange and Spider-Man.
I'm just waiting for the whole, like portal to show up. Like, where you're going to see, like, right at the moment of fuckery, like, you're going to see the Doctor Strange circle, and he's going to show up with, say, something snarky. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just waiting for that. That's what I'm really hoping for.
Same
effect.
Yeah. You know? Again,
or even if it's at the very end where she fucks everything up, and also the portal opens and he comes out and he's just like, Wanda, what have you done? Like, you know what I mean? And then it just ends like that. And then possible. Boom.
And what more would, you know, another magical person that's very powerful controlling Wanda, dealing with reality shifting? It's like, I feel like he has to show up. And especially if Dormammu is involved in this, he has to show up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Doctor Strange, there's no way we don't see Doctor Strange before the last credits roll for this series. Like, there's, like, for sure. And if we don't, I'm going to be a little annoyed, unless there's a really good reason, you know? Yeah,
and you did make a good point about the twins. I don't know how the twins exactly play into this, because obviously it kind of looked like they disappeared, like how they do in the comics, but there's just something about it that makes it seem like they're going to do something a little different with it, especially with Feige saying they're going to be a big part of the MCU moving forward. Obviously, the Young Avengers are coming with all these new characters getting introduced. And even Agatha is done different, because she's not really always bad.
She's mostly
an ally to Wanda. She trains Wanda. I mean, there is the whole thing with Mephisto and the twins that happens where she is on the other side.
She could be like Loki.
She could. That's another thing. It's like, even if Agatha gets defeated, is she ever going to come back? Or is this like a one and done thing? Like, you know, like, I feel like she's done such a great job in this series. It would kind of be a bummer to see her go away after all this. She could turn and become an ally eventually. Who knows?
Oh, fuck. Every time we get done with these, I just feel like I'm like, oh, it's about to be a really long week. Man.
I feel you.
All right, dude. Well,
think about my theory. I think it holds water. That's all.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna try to this week. Actually, I was planning to at some point this week watch Age of Ultron again, watch Doctor Strange again specifically, just so for my own, because maybe I saw something you didn't, and then we might have something else to talk about next week. So I want to give that true. Definitely.
Yeah, run. I'll rewatching Doctor Strange definitely added a lot to the series thing, that I didn't think it would.
The thing that's bugging me is the book. Like, I recognize the symbols on the book from not the
article,
but from something else, from another book or from something else. And I was on Google. I might have to flip through my comics. I almost feel like there was like a Doctor Doom action figure that had a book that had that symbol on it. But it's like the two circle and then there's the bottom two. And I'm like, I know what the Darkhold looks like.
He did take control of the Darkhold in the comics.
Well, yeah, but I the reason I don't know, like, my brain doesn't think it's the Darkhold, because I feel like it looks like a different thing.
It's definitely possible. Like, my theory falls apart if it's not the Darkhold. because of its link with the Dark Dimension, but
the Dark Cult's also so powerful. Like the implications of that, of what it is, that like it might as well be an Infinity Stone, you know?
Yeah, it's wild.
So like I want to like go through and I got to see like what the precedent is as far as like spell books in the Marvel comics are again, because I feel like there's something I'm overlooking, but
there's like the Necronomicon, which is made from the Darkhold, which would be really weird if they did like a thing that was made from it. Maybe
I don't know. I know is it's not like the like the D or the six looking thing that's on the comic one. It's not that, and it's but I know I've seen the symbol that's on it somewhere, and maybe it's from a lore outside of Marvel that just has the same design. But I know I just remember being like, wait, I know what that, I was like, oh, the Darkhold. I was like, wait, that's not what the Darkhold looks like. But I was like, but that fucking does look like something. And I was Googling it, but I couldn't find anything. So I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they're, cause I feel like they would not just be like, boom, here's the D. Like,
it was very obvious in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It was like too,
It literally said like Darkhold on the book.
Yeah, I was like, it was a little much. So I can definitely understand them recasting the design for the book if that's what it ends up being.
For sure. But yeah, man. Well, it's been a fucking ride. It's kind of we're almost at the end of this. So
I know, two more episodes.
Shit.
But awesome. Everyone who's watched, thank you so much for watching again, and we will see you next week.
Bye, guys. Thanks for hanging out.